time, oh yeah, to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Scott. Welcome to the show.
I'm excited to be here. And first of all, I am excited for you to walk us through last week's challenge because I worked on it for a while knowing I was guest hosting the show and it seemed a little tricky to me.
Yeah, it was a little tricky. It came from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. I said, think of a five-letter animal, remove the middle letter, and two opposites remain. What animal is it? Well, my intended answer was swine, and you get rid of the I, you're left with southwest and northeast. Interestingly, there were two alternative answers proposed. One is Nyala, N-Y-A-L-A. It's a spiral-horned antelope in Africa. Get rid of the middle letter, and you're left with New York and Los Angeles. Yeah, those are opposites. Oh. And some other people suggested skunk. Get rid of the U and you're left with SK and NK, which are the abbreviations for South Korea and North Korea.
So we received more than 900 correct responses, and the winner is Anthony Gray of Closter, New Jersey. Anthony, congrats and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to do this.
Now, which of these three animals did you go with?
I went with swine.
Okay. And did you get it pretty quickly or how did you work through it?
No, I wouldn't say pretty quickly. I thought about it a couple of times during the week, earlier in the week. I came up with a list of 32 five-letter animals, but I couldn't find any matches. So I have to admit, I went to Google. I Googled five-letter animals. So I took a look at the ones that I thought were possibilities, and I looked at swine, and I did make the connection southwest and northeast.
All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right. Will, over to you.
All right, Anthony, every answer today is a word or phrase in which the only consonants are H and T, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels. For example, if I said eighth letter of the Greek alphabet, you would say theta, has two T's and an H. Here's number one, a canine or molar.
Tooth.
That's a tooth, right. Number two is give a share of one's income to the church.
Tithe.
That's it. Lake straddling the California-Nevada border.
Tahoe.
Good. Country sharing a border with the Dominican Republic.
Haiti.
Haiti is it. Good. Island paradise in the South Pacific.
Tahiti.
Good. A giggle sound.
Giggle sound. Ha ha only has the H.
Right.
Let's try Teehee.
Teehee is it. Good. Tract of land with low-growing shrubs.
Not coming up with that one.
How about if I tell you it starts with an H, and they have these things in England?
Heath
is it? Good. Kind of yoga.
I'm not a yoga expert, so I will need a hint.
What if I told you it starts with H? It's a two-syllable word, and they are the first two of the three-syllable name of Shakespeare's wife, Anne?
Hathaway.
There you go, and Hatha. It's a Hatha. Hatha yoga, Hatha yoga. How do you say it? Is it Hatha yoga or Hatha yoga?
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that at all.
Okay. Yeah. How about a really good-looking person in slang?
Hottie.
That's it. Part of a drum kit with two cymbals and a pedal.
Hi-hat.
That's it. If you can't stand this, you should get out of the kitchen, in a saying.
Heat.
The heat, is it? How about an inhabitant of ancient Syria? And this is something from the Bible, or I know it from the Bible.
Well, I can think of Hit, but that's about all.
I'll tell you, it's a Hittite. You know that? H-I-T-T-I-T-E?
Oh, okay.
Hittite.
Okay.
And here's your last one. It's not a familiar phrase, but it's a four-word palindrome for what an owl might say to describe a scorching summer day. And the enumeration is 3, 3, 2, 4. So it's going to read backward and forward the same. It's a palindrome. And it's what an owl might say to describe a scorching summer day.
Too hot is all I can think
of. You got it. Too hot. Yeah. And I'll just read that backward.
Oh, too hot.
No, too hot, and then it's a two-letter word and a four-letter word.
Oh, hoot.
There you go. Put it all together.
Too hot, hoot, hoot.
Too hot to hoot. That's what the owl would say on a summer day. Good job.
Nice job, Anthony. You were on fire. I feel like you were just snap answering those one after another.
Well, I don't quite feel that way, but at least I got a few of them off the bat.
Well, you did pretty well. And of course, for playing our puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Anthony, most important question, what member station do you listen to?
WNYC-FM in New York City.
Anthony Gray of Closter, New Jersey, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right, so Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Harry Hilson of Avon-by-the-Sea, New Jersey. Think of an eight-letter word for something we all crave now. It consists of three consecutive men's nicknames. What are they? So again, an eight-letter word for something we all crave now consists of three consecutive men's nicknames. What's the thing and what nicknames are these?
All right, so when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 9th at 3 o'clock Eastern. Make sure to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call. And you get to play on air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks a lot, Scott.